Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Thursday, a glorious Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now. Do you bet football? Do you play fantasy football? Do you like to get smarter with football? Greg Cosell, NFL meat sandwich, 1 hour from now. As good a 15 minutes as we have on this show every week. J-Mac is joining me. A-Rod stopping by as well. There's all sorts of baseball moves going on. I like big, big money, big stars moving teams.
I had a big night last night, Colin. Saw Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock in Anaheim. Tremendous show. I'm dragging a little bit today. There was a prominent member of the LA Clippers there. He could be a new source of mine, so I'm not going to mention his name on air.
Oh, sourcing. Like
big
to see
night
that.
Last night. A lot of Herd fans down in Anaheim.
Of course.
Yeah.
Love Anaheim. Yes. Okay. So one of the things I really do like about the NFL, there's a lot of things. You can gamble on it. It's good on television. There's one game a week. There's more urgency. The other thing is, if you're awful, you can be pretty good the next year. Players, coaches, it's unbelievable. Half the teams that make the playoffs don't make it the next year. Like the Geno Smith story. You think he's going to be second in the NFL in passer rating next year again? I do not. I don't think Geno Smith's going to back up this year with next year. That feels like clicky, right? Like, what are you saying? I'm saying sometimes stories just appear out of nowhere. Russell Wilson will get a new coach. I'll tell you who in 10 minutes, and he'll be better next year. But take a look at the Rams tonight. They host the Raiders Thursday night football. Less than a year ago, Sean McVay was the coaching toast of the league, leading a parade in Los Angeles and a Super Bowl champ. Today, the Rams are a bottom five team in the league. His offense is unwatchable. Matt Stafford's got countless injuries. They're tied for the longest losing streak or second longest losing streak in the NFL. And this morning, ask yourself, if Aaron Donald retires, and he may, are they now a rebuild job? The 49ers in their own division have far better players and a much better group of veteran players. The Seahawks in their division have a far greater group of young star players. He's lost 8 straight regular season games to his coaching rival, Kyle Shanahan. It drives him absolutely nuts. That's his rival. And the Rams not only don't have top picks, Aaron Donald's hinted at retirement. Cooper Kupp's hurt again. He's 30. Will be when the season starts. Matt Stafford, there's thumb, there's elbow, there's a spinal issue. And Bobby Wagner's now moving closer to mid-30s than early 30s. And Bobby's been great this year. But I honestly believe, I told the staff this morning, if Amazon came up, they offered him the TV job this year, he said, no, I'm going to stay with the Rams. If Sean McVay was offered a 3 to 4 year deal by Amazon to do Thursday Night Football, I think he would take it. I do not think he wants to be part of the rebuild. And this is what's great about the NFL. I can applaud the Rams for going all in and critique them for where they're at now, old and beaten up with not enough draft capital. The bill always comes due in the NFL, always comes due. They haven't had a first-round pick in 6 years. McVay's never had a first-round pick. And he could leave this sport, come back in 5 years. What would he be, 41? He'd still be one of the youngest coaches in the NFL. So this is what is great about the National Football League. Toast of the town. Grand Marshal of the parade. 10 months, 9 months later, unwatchable. Baker Mayfield has a chance to start tonight for the Rams at quarterback. He's been in town 24 hours. It's a fairly complex offense with marginal running backs, a bad O-line, and Cooper Kupp is hurt. I'm actually rooting for Baker Mayfield tonight just to stay upright. I'm rooting for his health and his safety. But it is unbelievable. The Rams went all in. The bill is due. Watch them tonight if you can. I like the Raiders to roll tonight. So yesterday, this weekend, the NFL flexed the Dolphins and Chargers game. So Tua against Herbert. And they're going to be linked forever because they were taken, you know, at the top of that draft. So a very good columnist in Miami, Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, surveyed Jimmy Johnson, a former GM of the Dolphins, Randy Mueller, and three NFL executives, and said, if you were drafting today, who would you take, Herbert or Tua? And this is a Miami columnist. All five said Herbert. Yes, Herbert is 6'6", 238, huge arm and mobile. Tua is 6 feet tall, 217, not hyper-athletic, and has been hurt a lot. Tua has recorded 6 games in his career over 300 yards. Herbert had 8 as a rookie behind the second worst graded O-line in the sport. Tua is having a better season. Yes, he got a massive upgrade at head coach and wide receiver and left tackle. Herbert has regressed. Yes, we don't like his coach. His left tackle's gone. His center's been hurt. And Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are rarely available together. It happens. Emmanuel Acho was on yesterday. Now, he's taken the Tua side over Herbert. He says, we make too many excuses for Justin Herbert.
How much longer are we going to continue to blame other people besides Justin Herbert? In college, that was Cristobal's fault. Clearly, Cristobal didn't know how to use him. It's Cristobal's fault that Oregon didn't make it to a playoff game with Herbert there. It had to be Cristobal's fault. Then you get to the NFL. Ah, man, we first year had to change his head coach. Then you have Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley, at least at the time, his first year last year, everybody thought he was one of the wisest head coaches in the game. He was young, coached the number one defense for the Los Angeles Rams. He was gutsy, if you will, going for it on fourth down. But now it's Staley's fault. It's everybody's fault except Justin Herbert.
Now, I believe there is somebody to blame here. The San Diego Chargers, the strangest team in the National Football League. Not the worst, the strangest. Let me give you some examples. They allowed Drew Brees to leave. They've had 172 selections all time to the Pro Bowl, 12th most ever. And you can't name their biggest win. Never won a Super Bowl. Justin Herbert got his first start because the team doctor punctured the lung of Tyrod Taylor. They are historically cheap when it comes to head coaches. Brian Daboll was a slam dunk. Brian Daboll had groomed Josh Allen. Brian Daboll knew the general manager, Tom Telesco. Brian Daboll was this hot coaching prospect, and they took a defensive coordinator with a young offensive coach who had 4 years in the NFL, who, by the way, year one decided, I'm going to go for it all the time on fourth down, even when it's like at the 28-yard line and I'm facing the Raiders in a really big game. Herbert's career, 99% of the problems have been, it's the Chargers. I like the Chargers. I know the Spanos family. I like them. I root for them. I'm happy when they win. Good people. But this is an organization. They're not the Lions or Cleveland. They're not completely dysfunctional or lacking talent. I could make an argument in the NFL, no franchise regularly has more talent and disappoints us more. They've had 172 selections all time to the Pro Bowl. That's upper third of the NFL. 70 different players, 16th most since the merger. What's the biggest win in franchise history? I'm not sure if all the Charger fans remember. They got to a Super Bowl with Stan Humphries and got rolled. So I think this is just circumstance. That's what I think it is. I know nobody loves that answer. People want something like tangible. But the Chargers let Drew Brees walk. I've had a million good players, have always been cheap on coaches, could have had Brian Daboll, and chose a kid 4 years in the league as a defensive coach. It's just what they are. It's just what they are. Wildly talented, always fascinating, and break your heart. Herbert over Tua. I believe if you asked every general manager privately in the NFL today, they would take Herbert. Absolutely. I think privately, the Dolphins guy would admit long-term, I'd take Herbert. You just can't say that in South Florida. All right. So it was good last night. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle together.
Yeah, Chris Rock went first and then Dave Chappelle after that. I've seen Chappelle before. I don't think I've ever seen Chris Rock. He was outstanding. Really, really funny stuff. They talked about not coming to L.A. to perform because of the wokeness of L.A. and Dave Chappelle got attacked on stage, I don't know, 6 months ago or a year ago. It was good stuff. Yeah, very interesting crowd in Orange County, too.
By the way, Chris Rock opened for somebody.
I mean, Chris Rock was incredible.
Of course.
Guys, true legend in the industry.
Well, they're both absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible. Great rates, none of the bull. Everybody gets into a dilemma in the NFL. You know, you get the wrong coach, the wrong coordinator, the wrong player. A lot of times, people act too swiftly. They get a little too aggressive. Sometimes wait for somebody to make a mistake. It happens all the time in business. Good people get fired. Good people are available. I'll give you an example. Denver right now is a mess. What do? You get a new coach. But can you really go get another unproven head coach? I would not roll the dice. Go hire Frank Reich. Denver's opportunity is due to Indianapolis's mistake. Andrew Luck had his most efficient year. Andrew Luck did with Frank Reich. Philip Rivers was 11-5 in 1 year with him and completed 68% of his throws with only 11 picks. And Philip Rivers loved to throw picks. Carson Wentz, last time we thought he could play, 27 TD, 7 picks. That was with Frank Reich. With a roster, by the way, that's always been light on weapons. Denver needs a proven coach. Reich played quarterback. Reich has called plays. He has been coordinator. He's dealt with an impulsive owner before. 5 years in Indianapolis, anytime he had a competent quarterback, they were top 10 in offense. Andrew Luck was fifth. Rivers and Wentz were ninth. Hell, Jacoby Brissett got to 16th. Indy's mistake is Denver's game. Go get him. He's a winning, proven head coach. Almost 75 games, 40 wins, 33 losses and a tie. Again, for an organization that always feels light on weapons. He can clearly build a staff. One of the knocks on Hackett is this staff is just not very good. Look at Frank Reich, Nick Sirianni. He's now crushing it in Philadelphia. Shocking success. Matt Eberflus isn't winning a lot in Chicago, but appears to be a really capable coach, and he's built a good staff with the Bears. So this is your opportunity. You can't go get a young guy again. You know, I'm sitting around thinking, like, what does Denver do? I keep hearing all these names. Shane Waldron, Seattle's fascinating. But what if that's Pete's team and it's more about the players and less about the coordinator? And Frank Reich is really good, really experienced. He's dealt with old Philip Rivers, banged up Andrew Luck, a reckless Carson Wentz, limited Jacoby Brissett. He has dealt with the gamut of NFL guys, the old guys, the reckless guys, the getting beat up, promising guys, the average guys in Brissett. This is your answer, Denver. Indy's mistake is your opportunity. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I like that. And Reich is extremely motivated to bounce back after dealing with that wild owner.
Yeah, that wasn't Chris Ballard getting rid of him. Okay, so, and I really do believe what's essential here. He's dealt with different types of quarterbacks. Wentz, so reckless, you're trying to bring him in. Rivers, totally limited athletically. Andrew Luck, you're trying to protect him. Brissett, limited thrower. Yeah. Like, he's had to deal with everything, and Reich was a classic sort of backup talent guy, really mature. Everybody liked him. I mean, remember, he got his break in Indy because Josh McDaniels pulled out. And so, took really had to deal with the Andrew Luck early retirement, which who could overcome that?
Someone on social media floated to us and tagged us in it. I don't know if you saw it. Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator of the Eagles.
You're going to roll the dice with another kid?
Well, he has turned Jalen Hurts into a superstar. I don't think that was the head coach.
But there's a big difference between being the voice and coaching coaches and being a coach for a quarterback.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You're really coaching coaches as a head coach.
All right, let's get to our first story. The Dallas Cowboys' biggest favorite of the week against the Houston Texans. The line is currently at 17. I mean, an astronomical number. But Mike McCarthy, who obviously knows what's going on with the point spreads, doesn't want his team to fall into the trap and look at this game as an easy dub.
Talked a lot of trash about the media today in the team meeting. Just, you know, don't listen to them and all those good things and don't take the cheese. And I don't know if there's a coach, any NFL coordinator or head coach that I've gone against more than Lovie Smith. And you know, I have a lot of respect for, you know, how his, you know, his teams play, how his defenses have played, you know, over the last couple of decades. So I think we just got to really stay in tune with, you know, on the things that we need to do to win the game. It's the National Football League, and we all recognize that. It's so damn hard to win a game in this league, regardless of the point spread, and you just can never lose sight of that.
It is. Go ask Sean McVay. This league's great. This league is fantastic.
Are you making a case for Houston? Are they going to make an appearance
tomorrow? Well, but it is, you know, I've watched Houston a lot, you know, a lot of highlights and a lot of, like, red zone watching Houston. They're not very talented. But if you gave them a quarterback in the draft that was capable, next year, if they won 9 games, 10 games, would you be shocked? The quality of players in this league, outside of an occasional Justin Jefferson, is really quarterback driven. If you got the guy, you win games. If you don't have the guy, you don't win games. It's not like Houston doesn't have really good players at certain spots. Mm-hmm. That running back,
I have him on my fantasy team. Did nothing last week. Nothing. They got to give him the ball.
Oh,
by the way,
week.
Okay. Houston is going back to Davis Mills at quarterback. So Davis Mills, Kyle Allen, you know. I don't know if that's an upgrade at all. But for the record, I looked this up. Houston's been double-digit underdogs three times this season. Against Denver on the road, covered. That was week 2.
Miami.
Well, hold up. Philadelphia. Remember that Thursday Night Football? They covered that game. So that's 2. And then against Miami, they were down 30-0, I think, at halftime. But Miami pulled their guys, and Houston came back and almost covered. Almost.
I've told you this before. I never, ever, ever in my blazing 5, I try to, as much as I can, avoid the big favorites. It's a trap. It's always a trap.
Number one defense in the NFL.
I know. But they're also off a dominating win, feeling themselves, players getting a little, you know, who do they play? Who do the Cowboys play next?
Jacksonville. All right. No, I know you're making it. I understand what you're doing. One note that somebody sent me that was pretty funny. Jay, did you notice that the McCarthy's really running up the score on people? Over 40, over 50. What? Is he trying to help job security if they flame out in the first round of the playoffs again? They lose to Tampa.
Well, some
of
it is.
Hey, we scored 40 and 50 multiple times this season. We're good.
Well, I think they are good. I think they their defense against Indy, you know, just scored points. So yeah. I don't think he's rubbing it in. Mike McCarthy, it's funny. We don't consider him Andy Reid, or we don't consider him that. But it should be noted that he does have a Super Bowl, and since he arrived in Dallas, the offense is better than it was with Jason Garrett. With the same quarterback and the same back and an aging O-line, just throw it out there. The O-line's not as good. Zeke's not as good. Dak's been banged up, and it's a significantly better offense.
Is it Kellen Moore or
is it
McCarthy?
Well, I'm just saying,
it's
easy to beat up on all these coaches. Like, you know, this guy, everybody, you know, like Nathaniel Hackett appears to be completely over his skis. But so much of this is circumstantial. Mike McCarthy, we look now at Aaron Rodgers today. Oh, now he's in his, what, is it fourth year with Matt LaFleur?
Yeah.
You think they're growing? You think they're better every year?
A little regression.
I mean,
the defense is struggling bad.
I'm saying you could say what you want about Mike McCarthy. He and Aaron generationally click. But I look at Matt LaFleur and Aaron today, and I'm like, the Cowboys are a lot better shaped than Green Bay. Does McCarthy get no credit for that at all?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Odell Beckham.
I don't trust him against Kyle Shanahan with a minute left. Like, situationally, I don't trust him. But it should be noted that Andy Reid, for years, as you know, when he was in Philadelphia, the knock on Andy Reid was clock management.
Mm.
It's like it apparently is harder than we think.
Yes, it's challenging, without question. Next up, let's get to your guy, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe B. You love to say you talk to him, obviously, on your podcast. Since he entered the league, only one team has his number, Colin.
I know it. Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns. He's 0-4 against the Browns. I don't think they've cracked 21 points against the Browns defense in the last 3 matchups. Now, he'll get a chance against them this Sunday. The line is moving up. Burrow said Cincinnati needs to focus on execution to get that elusive victory.
And we haven't executed up to our ability. So we're going to have to execute the game plan to the best of our ability and put, you know, move the ball, put points on the board, and keep their offense off the field. You look at all the games we've played against them. Until last game, we really moved the ball really well. You know, we just had some key turnovers and some bad spots that have limited our ability to win those games. And so we gotta take care of the ball, execute, run the ball well, and take our opportunities when they come.
I know it's a divisional matchup. Okay, Cincinnati coming off the huge win over Kansas City. Massive win. You know who they have next week?
I love Cleveland. I love Cleveland this week.
You know who the Bengals have next week?
Pittsburgh? Who?
At Tom Brady. Late 425 start. It's going to be one of those island. A lot of people are going to be watching that. Joe Burrow MVP talk will pick up if he beats Tom Brady head-to-head. And he'll have another chance against Josh Allen.
Divisional games are always closer.
They are.
They're always closer.
But can you see them overlooking the Browns a little bit after the Bengals win and before a matchup with Tom Brady?
No, I think anytime you face the Chiefs, they take a little out of you. They carve a little out of you because everybody gets so up for the Chiefs. It's the same way you can see when teams, you know, we see it in all sports. I mean, like, when we played, America goes plays England. You draw. You ask them a few days later, play great against Iran. We were all holding our breath in the last 15 minutes of that match. These are all human beings. They're often young men playing games. They get emotional. We ask them to run through a wall, and then they do it and win, and we go, hey, 5 days later, do it again. Yeah. Like, you don't get the same team every week.
And I think the Browns looking so bad with Deshaun Watson, nobody wants to bet them, right?
They'll get better. Now,
people just remember what they last saw.
Yeah.
Bengals beat Mahomes. Browns can't move the ball in the Texans. I think that's a great call. Final story. Green Bay Packers have until May 3rd to decide whether to pick up Jordan Love's fifth-year option. GM Brian Gutekunst has been giving a very positive review of Love this week, saying the team believes he's ready to be the starter. Gutekunst also said that they have seen what they need to see to make that decision on the fifth-year option for 2024. Boy, if you really start listening to some of these words, Colin, it's... I thought you were a little bit out there with this Tennessee Titans stuff. It's starting to, if you listen to what this guy's saying about Jordan Love, you may have been onto something.
I'll just say this. There's a lot of things that could happen. I want to see Jordan Love start against the Lions. Just throw this out there. He starts against the Lions in the last week. So Detroit's not going to make the playoffs. Green Bay's not. Detroit's defense is the worst in the league right now statistically. And Jordan Love carves them up. You know they'll play Christian Watson. They're going to play their young guys.
Yep.
And he goes out there, and we've got the Philly game where he looked good, and he carves up the Lions. Are you going to tell me the Seattle Seahawks with 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a 3rd, 2 fourths wouldn't give a pick for him and have him battle Geno Smith? You think Geno's going to be that good next year?
No.
So, I mean, I look at it and I think to myself, that's one of the options. The other option is they're getting film and they think he's good and they move Aaron to Tennessee and get more draft capital. I think that's... Do you think Mike Vrabel looks around the AFC? He's a Patriot at its core. He wants championships. And he thinks Tannehill, who you can move off now, can go toe-to-toe with Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen, and Lamar. He can't.
Who was the Packers quarterback who filled in like a week 18? Everybody thought he was great, and Seattle signed him, but they also drafted Russell Wilson that exact same year.
Matt Flynn.
There you go. Remember that guy? Week 18. Amazing. I think it was 6 touchdowns.
I think they gave him $10 million, and by camp, Russell Wilson was a captain. I think the Green Bay situation's more fluid than people think. I think a lot of people think it's Aaron. They'll keep. Would you pick up what you're paying Aaron Rodgers? Would you pick up Jordan Love's fifth-year option? First round pick. With what you're paying Aaron. So what are you going to pay the quarterback position?
You know I love to look to the future. What is the succession plan? I know you don't like that phrase, but I'm just, if you're Green Bay.
It's Jordan Love.
So you have to keep him.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be paying that much money to the quarterback position.
When you have needs elsewhere. The defense, Bakhtiari looks like he's done, career over. Offensive line might need some work. It's a tough one.
It is. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
So yesterday, one of the great left tackles in the history of pro football is Trent Williams for the 49ers. It's funny to watch. If you go watch some of the virtual stuff on Trent Williams, he just destroys people. Like, it makes no sense that he's that big and his feet move that fast. It's like Aaron Donald on defense. It makes no sense. He's unbelievable. And he said about Brock Purdy, quote, "You would think he's been in this league 15 years, barking orders, moving us around." So Brock Purdy was the last guy taken in the draft. But we were sitting down this morning and I said, does everybody realize that every round of the draft has furnished us with really interesting quarterbacks? So the first round has given us most of our Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The second round gave us Brett Favre and Drew Brees. The third round gave us Joe Montana. The fourth gave us more than capable Dak and Kirk Cousins. Mark Brunell in Jacksonville, 9 years, high-level football, fifth round. Tom Brady, sixth. Laugh at Ryan Fitzpatrick in the seventh. He threw for 35,000 yards. It should be noted that Roger Staubach was drafted when they used to have a 10th round in the 10th round. Bart Starr in like the 17th. Kurt Warner and Tony Romo were undrafted. And Warren Moon should have been a number 1, 2, or 3 pick. He went to Canada, then came back to the States and dominated. Folks, there is talent everywhere. And what do we know about the Niners? Defense, coach, run game. It's not a quarterback-centric operation. Jimmy Garoppolo's gotten to a Super Bowl, has four playoff wins, and has never had a great playoff game. They don't need their quarterback to carry him. The second thing we know is quarterback play, as a rule, is simply getting better. This generation of kids, camp, 7-on-7, the coaching of quarterbacks is better. I don't think it's crazy to say that Brock Purdy could win multiple playoff games. I don't know if he can go to Philadelphia and beat Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts wasn't playing so well, I think he could. But, I mean, the seventh round gave us a guy that threw for 35,000 yards. Kurt Warner and Romo were undrafted. Shannon Sharp, who works at this network, was a seventh-round pick and a top four or five tight end, maybe top three of all time. And all the Niners asked their quarterback to do, he's 6'1", 220, his size is fine, he's a half inch shorter than Garoppolo or Aaron Rodgers, size is fine. I don't think he is an elite arm talent, but he's accurate, and that's exactly what this team asked their quarterback to do. Stay in the pocket, deliver strikes. Kyle Shanahan this week on what he likes about Brock Purdy.
Brock's got a good edge to him. You know, you can tell how, like, the rookies gravitate to him. I mean, he's got good command over them. Our scout team, you know, from Fred and all those guys, they love him. He's aggressive over there. He's not shy in anything he does, but he's fit in with our team well, and he's understood his role, and now it's gotten a lot bigger.
Pretty interesting. Sorry. Cringy dad joke.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Greg Cosell, top of next hour. If you love football, bet football, fantasy football, plus A-Rod on all the baseball moves, some gigantic moves. Aaron Judge, 9-year contract. That is a lot of years. He's turning 30 or... about to turn 30, wrong side of 30. Jonathan Vilma played in the NFL for a decade at an incredibly high level. Multiple Pro Bowl, Super Bowl champion, now at Fox Sports. By the way, you're calling the Vikings-Lions game, and I read a story this morning. I was seeing this. They talked about Jared Goff and what should the Lions do because they have a Rams pick. The Rams are bad, so they could go get a quarterback. And you have the Vikings-Lions game this week, and what's fascinating to me is the Lions are a favorite over the Vikings. What do you make of the people that – because the Lions' defense, Jonathan, as you're looking at film now, it's bad. And this is a great defensive line draft. What do you make of the suggestion that Goff, maybe you go get a quarterback?
Anybody that's suggesting they use their top pick to get a quarterback has not watched Jared Goff play in the last 5 weeks. He has been the second, third best quarterback in the NFC, and it's not even close. The way that he is manipulating the defenses, the way that he is throwing the football, I always look at the accuracy, I look at the timing, and I look at the anticipation. He's got it all. And most importantly, last four games, no interceptions.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what the beef is with Jared Goff, but he is playing really, really good football. And frankly, it was about time because he just needed his weapons back. You get the O-line healthy, you got DeAndre Swift healthy, you have the receivers healthy, and all of a sudden you can see what Jared Goff can do with this offense.
Yeah, we've been saying it all year, Jonathan. They are one of the most entertaining watches in the NFL. There's nothing more fun than watching all these young stars develop in front of your eyes. And the Lions are, you know, the back end of their defense. They've outplayed teams and lost late. They just have nothing on the back end. But the good news is they got picks, and there's corners and D linemen in this draft, and that's what they need. Now, you just did the Giants Commanders. So I made this point yesterday. The great quarterbacks, Mahomes, Burrow, is that their best games are in November and December. The more film you get on them, they adjust and they beat you at something else. That's what great players do. You were in this league for 10 years. Everybody saw you on tape. How do we block that guy? You adjust. That's what great players do. You physically adjust. Some guys can't go to a second level. You did. Burrow, Mahomes. But if you're just a guy, and this league's mostly guys, the more film people get on you, they figure out how to stop you or score on you. And Daniel Jones with Daboll, first month and a half, it's like, oh, isn't it? The more I see of him and the more the league sees of him, I have huge reservations on Daniel Jones going forward. I do. You were in this league for a decade. You just did their game. What do you see with him? What's the future there?
The future with Daniel Jones is going to be predicated on how well he can keep defenses honest with the deep ball. That's the issue. The deep ball needs to be there. So when you look at who Daboll had just left in Buffalo, Josh Allen. Daniel Jones can do everything Josh Allen can do, right? Running the football, he's big, he's got a big arm, all those intangibles that you love at the quarterback position. The difference is Josh Allen gets you the deep ball. Josh Allen pushes the defense and forces the secondary to back up. And you back up, now you can get the run game going with Saquon Barkley. That is his issue right now. He has to show the New York Giants, Brian Daboll, the rest of his team, that he can throw that deep ball with consistency. He's done it a few times with Darius Slayton. They have a nice connection. But if you're going to sit there and dink and dunk, that is not going to win you a playoff game. You'll have a good record. Your defense plays well. Saquon's doing a really good job. So, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be exciting for a little bit, but it's not going to win you anything. And that's where Daniel Jones is missing. You got to see him be more elevated as far as his anticipation, throwing the football, and the accuracy downfield.
And it also should be noted, Jonathan, it's hard to throw the deep ball when your offensive line has a really good left tackle and not a ton of talent elsewhere. So he doesn't always have the most time to throw. They've also missed on some of their acquisitions and draft picks at wide receiver. So I watched Tampa Bay and New Orleans play. And, you know, Brady did what Brady's done, you know, 50 times or whatever. But I watched the clock management with Dennis Allen. And I watched it and I thought, man, this is a defensive coach. This is really bad. And I don't know. I think Sean Payton's a smart guy. He got out of Dodge at the right time. They don't have quite the draft capital. They don't have a quarterback. What's going to happen there in New Orleans? Because this has been a really good franchise for a You know, maybe not when I was a kid. It has been for the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah, so you look at the Saints franchise. First, you have to look at this season and the injuries. Well, let's take a step back first in the offseason. You're expecting a Mike Thomas to be healthy. You go and draft a first-round pick in Chris Olave, who's actually playing very well. You bring back Mark Ingram, and all of a sudden you also bring in Jarvis Landry, and all of a sudden you have an offense that looks pretty good on paper. And you say, well, Jameis Winston, he's been there 3 years. Now is the time that he's going to really understand the offense and take control and have command. And so on paper, everything looked good to start. Defensively, don't change what's there, right? You already had a defense that was solid. Dennis Allen had been at the helm of that defense for 4 or 5 years. Now you get into the season when you have the injuries that you have. Marshawn Lattimore hasn't played since I don't know when. Mike Thomas is out on IR. You have Jarvis Landry's been in and out. Jameis Winston's not even starting anymore. Andy Dalton's the quarterback. Now you're saying, all right, how do we win with this? And let's be very clear, you're looking at that division. They all have the same issues, injuries, problems at the quarterback position, except for Tom Brady. And then you're talking about O-line, defensive play. That's not what it used to be. So I don't see this as a doomsday scenario, just, you know, burn the ships, burn the house down, and all of a sudden you got to start over and get a new quarterback, new head coach, new everything. I see this as let's take an honest assessment of the veterans that are there. Do we keep them? Do we not keep them? Are we losing because of them, or are we losing in spite of them? Is their play good enough to keep them? Then obviously you got to find a quarterback, and then you got to get guys healthy, figure out an offseason program to do that. I know you mentioned the clock management. We saw a bunch of coaches. Jeff Saturday was another recent one where the coaches have not done a good job of clock management. That can't be, you know, the dagger or the straw that breaks the camel's back to fire a coach in his first year. So I'd give Dennis Allen another year, just like any other first-year coach. Let him see if he can make those corrections and get the right guys in the building.
Finally, Odell Beckham. He's not getting any offers. There's story out about a week ago. He's not going to play this year. You surprised he hasn't gotten an offer, a legit one?
I'm surprised that there was so much media coverage about it. One thing we know about NFL owners, if they like a player, they don't speak to the media. They speak with their checkbook. That's what they do. When they really like, let's take an Aaron Donald. Let's take Von Miller. Let's take whatever awesome player you want to talk about. You don't hear the owners talk about, oh, wow, we went to dinner with them and we had a, you know, nice dinner and talked a lot. They say, all right, what's it going to take to get you over here? Aaron Donald, what's it going to take to keep you? $30 million a year? Okay, here you go. Boom, done. So all of this month-long, two-month-long, back-and-forth courting OBJ, I knew, and any player that's played knew, that the business does not work that way. Yeah. It was very surprising that so many people were buying into it. And I'm like, look, if Jerry Jones really likes this guy, Jerry Jones is going to speak with his checkbook. He's not going to sit there and take him out to dinner. Giants aren't going to go to dinner. They're going to say, hey, we need this guy in the building. Sign him. Let's get rolling. So it doesn't surprise me at all. Frankly, it's surprising that the media took the bait, gave Jerry Jones a two-month-long free publicity about the Cowboys, who are already good. I don't even understand why he needed the extra pub. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Good seeing you, my man. Jonathan Vilma this week's got the Vikings-Lions. I guarantee you, it will be interesting because all Lions games, all of them are interesting, and all the Vikings games are close. So you got a good one this week, Jonathan. Have fun.
Thanks, Colin. I'm excited for it Sunday. It'll be a good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Lions, we've been saying this. Lions are a blast to watch. There are teams in this league like Tennessee that are good, but not that much fun to watch. All Lion games are great because their defense is so bad. Their offense is so young and fun that when they're healthy, they're going to score, give up a lot of points. That's a great 1 o'clock game. By this time in the year, the 1 o'clock games are often really weak. Like last week, I'm sitting there at 1 o'clock and I'm like, this is a weak slate.
Well, Jets Vikings was quite good. It went down to the wire. I mean, it was 26 at halftime. But Colin, I'll just say this. A couple sports books have this at 2.5, trending toward 3, Lions favor.
I know.
Is this the week that the Vikings luck runs out? 9-0 in one score games. This cannot I want to make a case for the Lions here. I think they're going to be my pick.
Well, I just, they're a lot of fun. They're not great.
Is that attributed to the OC, to Dan Campbell, to Jared Goff?
Well, they've drafted very well. The O-line is really good.
Aiden Hutchinson on the defensive end has been phenomenal. It's like quiet because Sauce Gardner's been so good with the Jets, but Hutchinson is right up there for Rookie of the Year.
Also, Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl. I watched Jared Goff, believe it or not, out-duel Patrick Mahomes in L.A. Remember that game? Yes. I think it was going to be played in Mexico.
54-51 or something?
Yeah, it was one of the great... I think it was a Monday game, one of the great regular season games I've ever seen in my life. And Goff went toe-to-toe with Mahomes. YouTube it. Like, he's got talent. Yeah. He's not great in a muddy pocket. I mean, it's Matt Stafford. Everything that happened in that Stafford-Goff trade, we thought Stafford would be a more pure arm talent with a chance to with a greater upside. Yep. But we thought Goff was certainly capable if you give him a good O-line. Yeah. Well, the Lions have a really good O-line. He's got protection. And when, I mean, that's the key with Goff. He's not good in a crowded pocket.
Outdoors, a little shaky.
But he was a number one pick. You give him time to throw. He throws a, I always thought he was Matt Ryan with a much better deep ball. Yeah.
My favorite stat about him coming out of college, he took like seven snaps under center in his entire college career or something like that. It was crazy.
All right, Greg Cosell is around the corner on a Thursday. Tonight we get the Rams and the Raiders. I have been, you know what? For most of my broadcasting career, I've banged on the Raiders. I find this team infinitely likable. I really like this Raider team. Guys, don't wait until next year to take care of your body. Go to mdriveformen.com. The code is HERD, H-E-R-D.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.